First, let's start with the Zohar that you have here, the translation. It says like this. So we saw last week about Yaakov. Yaakov has this characteristic of truth, and truth is called balance. We spoke about it, that he basically balances Avraham and Yitzchak. He creates a balance. It says like this. Ubegin di Yaakov yu teoimim. So the simple idea is, because Yaakov is a twin. Now the idea is, the simple idea would be a twin because he was born with a twin with Esav. But you see, there's much more. That's why the Torah was given to him in the month of twins, in Gemini. We know that in the zodiac, the sign of Sivan that we're starting tonight is Teumim, is basically Gemini, meaning the two the twins. Veraisa veraza de Teumim. And the Torah is also, quote unquote, a twin. Torah shebichtav, Torah shebal peh, Torah shebichtav, Torah shebal peh. They're twins. Bachodesh tlitai. That's why it was given in the third month of the Jewish calendar, Sivan, which is. Yes, we're going to see the concept called Teumim. Yes, it's cryptic. It's not. We'll see in a second how the Ramak explains. Le'am tlitai. It was given to a triple nation, Kohanim, Levim, Israelim, right? Bedargin tlisoin, in three levels, which is Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferet. Torah tlitai, and was given a triple Torah, Torah, Nevim, Ktuvim, Vekula Chad, and it's all one. That's what the Zohar says. So the Ramak explains this idea. Yaakov Avinu is a twin, not because he was born as a twin. Yaakov Avinu represents twin, because here you have a problem. He's telling you that the Torah is twin, and that's why the Torah was given in triples. Third month, triple Torah. So what does it mean? Is it doubles? Is it twin? Or is it triplet? So explains the Ramak this idea, that Yaakov Avinu is this idea of, there is thesis and there is antithesis, the opposites. And the idea is to co-join the twins, that they should be together, is the power of the number three, which is the synthesis. And that's Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is able to join. This is the power of Yaakov. The power of Emet is that you have the Mem that connects the two extremes, the Aleph and the Taf, and it balances. That's Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is truth, as we spoke about it, is a truth which is beyond what we understand truth to be, is the truth which relates to Shalom. Vayavo Yaakov Shalem. The Shlemut means that everything fits in. He's able to balance the opposites. That's why he's a twin. It's called the Tiferet. Lemashal. When you see in the lulav, you have the tiomet. You have the middle leaf, which is the highest. And the aloha is that it has to be three leaves together. They have to be connected. And the tiomet is the middle one, which is connected. That's Yaakov Avinu. That's the teomim, right? The third leaf, which connects the two, and that's him. And that's why it's Torah Shebichtav. All the Torah, what the Torah does, it creates a unification of the universe. That's why the Torah was given in the month of, in this month, which is the month of the Teumim. As you'll see, we're going to see a little bit about this idea of the sign of the zodiac, how related to Torah it is. And that's why it's a triplet. But it's not a triplet. It's the one in between, the point that connects the two. So it's the connecting point between the two. And that's Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebapeh. One is a human Torah, the other one is a divine Torah. We have two tablets of the law, two Luchot HaBrit. We have one which is a person relating to God and a person relating to a person, human to human, human to God. And all the halachot which relate to God relate to humans. You can't have, you have to recognize God, says the Maharal. That's why you can't kill a person. You have to recognize somebody else. You cannot have other gods in front of God. That's why by humans, not enough, you cannot commit adultery. The same parallel. It follows in parallel because that's the co-joining of the two together. And that's the Chiddush HaTorah. The Chiddush HaTorah is a breeze because really unifies the Jewish people in God and Hashem. So that's the unification. Now, if you go back to your handout, you see this. Says the Maharal in Sefer HaTiferet. Why is Sivan specifically twins? Because always the number three, which is between two, and it connects the two. When the number three is, you're really connecting two points. כי הוא מתחבר לזה ולזה. He connects to one extreme into the other extreme. כאשר הוא ביניהם, because number three is in between. ולכך השלישי מזור התאויבים. That's why twins. וראוי שנוסף בתואר השם נחשוב עם אחים כמו תאויבים. That's why the Torah was given, because they're like brothers. Right? He connects two opposites. יעקב ישתם, he is a perfect person. Why? יושב עולים, because he sat in two tents. The tent of Avraham and the tent of Yitzchak, and he's able to balance the two. Okay? ודבורים יהיו למוקים וברורים מאוד. Anybody who understand the depth of Torah knows that this is what Torah is all about. כאשר תבין כי התורה מוכן לשלישית. The Torah relates to number three. כמו שהיה כל עניין התורה די שלישי. That's why the Torah was always relates to number three. The Gemara says it. כמו שדורש הגלילוי, the person from the Galil said, that is a Torah, to a triple nation, triple day, so on and so forth. Okay? Now let's continue the next one. דרשות המהר"ל. הרי עניינו היינו רואות כי אצל כל אדם נוח, אברהם וישראל אמר לכל זמן. Every person, it relates, there is such a thing called time, and time in Hebrew is זמן. ובסל התורה אומר את. But the Torah is never called זמן. Torah is למעלה מן הזמן. Torah has something called את. את, לעשות לשם הפר את תורתך. But more, קובעת העתים לתורה. What does עתים means? והוא לטעם שאמרנו, כי הדבר השכלי שבלושון אש, שאינו נופל תחת זמן כלל, it is the moment, which is not part of the process of time. רק שאת שייך אליו. לכם להיות הייתה הוא המחבר הזמן, כי הוא תכלית העבר והתחלת העתיד. The moment, the present, is called the it. The אתה means the now. Torah relates the now, because the now connects the past to the future. So it's that moment of connection. That's Teomim. That's Teomim. The same way you connect Torah Shebektav, Torah Shebalpeh, you connect the past and the present. Torah is the connection of the past and the present. Talmid Chach will tell you, what is the concept of happiness? Is happiness is the concept of goal, that the past and the present connect. Okay? שזהו היית כידוע לידי עניין הזמן. Anybody who knows the idea of time, time is a process. The now, the moment, it's Torah. והיית גם כידוע שלישי חיבור הזמן ומתחלק שני חלקי עבר ועתיד ואיננו זמן בעצם. So you see the Torah is the concept of the twins. The concept of the twins because it connects the two together. Okay? Now let's go to another aspect of it, of the twins. Why the Torah was given the Gemini, the zodiac of the twins. ויש לו משניין שלך, now the one I want to show you is this. The second Shem Yishmuel. הנה סדר החודשים. The Torah, from when we went out of Mitzrayim, up to today, we have 3 months. Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan. And if you look at the zodiac signs, what's the sign of Nisan? Aries, which is a sheep, a lamb, right? We think it's a lamb. It's called Aries. What is Iyar? Taurus. It's the shore. It's the oxen. And what is Sivan? Twins, Gemini, explains him. He get kvar kvot kudi admor zatzal, meaning the Avdinezer told the Shem Yishmuel, she nisa mazol otle. What is the idea of atle, of sheep, right? What's the idea of sheep? So he says, O lamb, she lem kol echad. Is a time lamb and sheep, they go in a herd. They don't go alone. They go in a herd. They go all together. Not only that, they express themselves together. It's like this bunch of animals. Mitzat, and that's mitzat klal yisrael. That represents chesed, which doesn't differentiate, is the idea of klal yisrael as a nation. That's why it's tle. Tle, the idea is that they are, there's no individuality. Veze more na mitzvah pesach, celebrate avot. That's why pesach could not be eaten alone. You have to be part of a group. You have to be part of a chabura. Iyar mazal oshor, but iyar is the opposite. It's an ox, it's a taurus. Huzman deritzu kol prat uprat lato, because there is very much individuality. An ox works alone. He's the king of the domesticated animals. He plows alone. Right? There is an individuality. Verom zal b'shas roshon. The Chazal already mentioned this idea. Bekeren pora. It talks about the horn of the cow. The kagilda gilda b'tchazik kishnam shlo shoshoforas. That if you look at the horn has many layers, and each layer is individual. That's why a horn appears to be many shofars, one on top of the other, because there is such a thing called individuality. וכן מידה מניין נהוג עליונה בימי ניסן, כמו שקוס בחב לעודה בשכם בבותות עבד. That's why in Nisan is love, God's love, chesed. It doesn't differentiate, it doesn't discriminate, it's the nation as a whole. וישראל מקיים מושכי נחריך הנרוץ, and the Jews follow Hashem together. ובספן כך מראה, וכן כסיב זכרת אלה חסד נורייך. והכל הוא באב וכי ביתרה. Listen, is the man of love. God demonstrates his love, doesn't discriminate, doesn't differentiate. Chodeshi amaz lo shor. However, year is very different. It's related to the ox. Ve'u shor lo'ol is the one that works. Kmo shekos ba'alochil u'bocho noise meshech azorah. The ox is the one that works, he plows, is the one that invests. Ki neno margish b'tikut avodah kol kach. A ox suffers, he works very hard. Because here is the opposite. Here you go for a time that you don't have a yontif. You're just preparing yourself. It's a lot of individual work. And it's like it's man of avelus. So you go, I told you, from Nisan to Tam of Avelus. The twins is basically joining the sheep or the Aries with the Taurus together. Why? Shemedrash achas yonosi tamosi. We see Klal Yisrael is the yon, is the dove of God, and is the tamosi, is the perfect one. Kumo teumosi. Chazal say, God, Klal Yisrael is the teoima, is the twin of Hashem. Shehu tachlis davkus mekor hachaim, lo ani gdoila mimena velo gdoila mimeni, kimidrasham. We and Hashem become one. And he's going to explain in the next one, the idea is very simple. In Nisan is Klal Yisrael as a klal. Sivan, a year, is individuals. Sivan is the blend between the two. We are a community of individuals. It's the twins. It's the community and the individual together. It's a mosaic. We believe in individuality, in individual achievement, but everybody together makes a mosaic. That's ki'ish echod, the lev echod, doesn't mean that we are a community. We're ish echod, each one, individual, but connected by lev echod. And that's what he says here. Take a look on the next one. He said, "Chodashim yer nisan git kvar b'rash lezla, zlal, I'm sorry, she nisa mazolot le, she'in le'em ala kol echod of zman aritzu b'tzad klal yisol." That's what we started before. "V'zeh moira na mitzah spesach se lebe yisovus, iyar mazolot shor, Uzman ritzu kol pratu prat be'atzboi." Each one individual, that's what he said before, be'ker and pora. "Moir is kalku zaprotim. Ve'sivan hu az izman ritzu b'shnei aponim." Sivan is together. "Yachna b'tzad ha'klal u'b'tzad ha'prat." We are a klal and we are a prat. We are a community or individuals. "Ve'al ken b'medrash kiva shenasu yisrael kishecha be'levecha bo'yis ha'shom ha'kudsh bo'ch ha'ri ha'shash et entoira libna bonai." When we became ish echod, be'lev echod, meaning individuals with one go, we got the Torah. Ve'od b'medrash, yilo yisrael chasim, afilo od ha'mecha, lo yashkin ha'niklis aleim. The medrash says, if we, klal yisrael, be missing one person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not appear to them. Hari ha'ritzut mitzad ha'klal. So you see that there is a maila, there is a force in the community. But kol echad kibel v'ma shehu, but each one got the Torah individually. Ki mamra medag b'chilta says, ata oise mechitza l'atzma, ve'arot mechitza l'atzmacha. Each one heard the Torah individually. So we are a bunch of individuals creating a community, which is the sheep together with the ox. That's the balance of the teshuvos. Okay? So this is the idea of Toimim. That's Yaakov Avinu. We are going to see that Yaakov represents this. Yaakov represents the unity of differences. This is the balance of Yaakov. That's why it's called truth. And as we spoke last week, Yaakov Avinu is called Tiferes. It's the beauty because he puts Chesed and Din together. Yaakov Avinu connects to Hashem. He's like the twin with God. To the Raya, that the Malachim, when they saw Yaakov Avinu, they said to him, Vayikra Lo, they called him Kel Eloi Kisron. They called him the name of Hashem. Because they saw such a resemblance between Adam, between Yaakov Avinu and Hashem. Kel Eloi Israel. Kel Elokei Israel. They called him the God of the Jews. So like there's a Chofetz Chaim, the story, when a reporter from the New York Times, when she went in the 30s to see the Chofetz Chaim, so she writes, "Today I saw the God of the Jews." Right? So the idea is that the God of the Jews is a human. right? Because this is the connection that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Chiddush of Matan Torah. The Chiddush of Matan Torah is the twins. You realize that there are only two Tzurasot. In the zodiac signs, there are only two humans. Is in the beginning, the 40 days, the twins, huh?
But the Malkin said Kel Elokei Yisrael, but it was because his image was on the Kisei.
Exactly right. Right. But not only that, says Reb Tzadok, and I mentioned to you, God has a small face. The small face of God is how God appears through Yaakov Avinu. The understanding of Yaakov Avinu, what he resembled, his resemblance is the small face of God. He was able to get God in its entirety because he saw the opposites reconciling together. All of life is balancing opposites. The ultimate marriage, what's the ultimate marriage? People try to marry themselves. What is the ultimate marriage? To create twins. To create an idea that each one balances each other. Ezer kenegdo. The help of a wife that can give is by being against you, by creating a balance. To marry, a lot of people want to marry like themselves. I always say the only thing that you can't marry is yourself, because you have already. You need to find your other half that you had, that you're missing, that to create a balance. And that's Yaakov Avinu. Huh? It's all Raza de Toimim. Raza de Toimim, you see, Tzuras Odom is so interesting, right? If you look in the zodiac has 12 signs. There are only two human signs in the zodiac. Toimim, right? Gemini, the twins that you have in Chodesh Sivan. And you have Virgo, the Besula in Elul. Interestingly enough, Sivan is the beginning of the first 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was in the mountain to get the Torah. For Luchos HaRishonos, Virgo, which is the Rosh Chodesh Elul, when Moshe Rabbeinu was there for the second time to get the second Luchos. That's why the two Tzuras Odom, the two humans in the Hashpo of Hashem through the Mazoles, is that. So here the Chiddush of Torah, the Luchos HaRishonos, is that you could reconcile opposites. That's why the Chiddush B'Salevi says of Luchos HaRishonos is that Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh were all together in the Luchos. Yes.
But the twins were, in this case, were fraternal twins. So they were like two different people.
No, not the twins that we see. That's the twin that Yaakov Avinu and Esav. But it's not. I told you the Ramak says this is not what the Zohar means. The Zohar means Yaakov Avinu himself is a twin, because he's putting Yaakov, Avram, and Yitzchak together. So they are not fraternal twins. That's the idea. Okay? They are identical twins, Avram and Yitzchak. Okay? So we are going to see... Even they looked identical, right? That's why, by the way, it's exactly right. Yaakov and Esav were also identical twins. They have to be.
But they didn't look,
but they look the same. Chazal says... Not only that, the most important thing, which is so interesting, right? That by the we celebrate the two twins by the Yom Kippur between the Seir Lashem and Seir Hamishtaleach, right? The Seir Hashem, and they have to be identical. Shovim bekoyimam, bedomim ubemaru bedomim. They have to be identical. That's the idea of the film. Now we're going to see today, and we're going to follow that this is the chidush of the Jewish people. The chiddush of the Jewish people is that we are able to reconcile differences in putting it together. I always think the idea of machloikis that we have, Jews have so much machloikis, so much argument, is part and parcel of who we are, because we celebrate differences. That's what Yaakov Avinu is. Yaakov celebrates difference, because that's shleimus, that everything fits in and you balance things out. That's the word emet, is the mem, says the Maral, which is the point, the moment, right? It reconciles the Aleph and the Taf, which are the two extremes of the alphabet. This is what Yaakov Avinu is. We are going to see that this becomes Yaakov Avinu's mission and the Jewish people's mission throughout history, and the Chumash will focus on it. So we're going to see that Yaakov Avinu married two wives, Leah and Rachel, and we're going to learn today the Klalim HaRishonim of the Ramchal explaining what is the function of these two. Then he had two sets of sons, who became two parts of Klal Yisrael, that they actually came to separate. And that's Yehuda and Yosef. And we see that Mashiach is also Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. So we're going to see the study, the text, and then the talk about the two wives, the two sons, and the famous Rav Kook that he gave on the husband of Herzl on the two Mashiachs. So we're going to talk about the two Mashiachs and this dualities that he puts it together. The world was created with a bait. Yaakov Avinu is putting the bait back into the Aleph. And Torah leads it to you. That's why the Torah was given in the month of Yaakov Avinu. Right? Yaakov Ishtam, Yosef Oyholim. That's the Jewish view. Okay? So let's look on page 2. Sefer Klolim Arishonim Klolim Beis. This is the Ramchal. This is the Klolim of the Ramchal that explains the two wives of Yaakov. Inyan shtei nukvim Lea verochalu. Why did he have two wives? Ki shnei shoroshim yesh l'Yisrael. The Jewish people have two sources. Even our sources, our roots are two. There's always this duality. By the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he appears to us. He appears to us in two ways. One is present and one is removed. There are two types of unity, right? I told you there is monotheism, there is monism. There is Isgadal, the God projects himself, and Iskadash, the God removes himself. Always this duality is there. So Leah and Rochel are the two roots of the Jewish people. Now you should see that this is Keneged, the two hays of Shem Shemayim. Echad shorish klali lechol oma. The Jewish people have a national identity. La roim velatoivim. Every Jewish person has, and you can't lose it. You have a pintalei, that doesn't matter what you do, we share something together. Mitzad heyoisem Yisrael. For you being Jewish, we share something. Vedover ze mishtarish b'shoroshim gvoim. And this has a ultimate, comes, it emanates from a very high place, from a very spiritual place. It comes from God's emanation in a very highest form that all the Jewish people share. And the Jewish people, we believe our souls come from that Heor of Hashem, which is in the higher levels. But you should know something. That national soul that we have a national Jewish soul that all of us share, doesn't matter what you do, but how we live our lives is not dependent on that soul. That soul is important, but that's very high, and it's not something useful on a daily basis. Therefore, there's not much that comes out of it. Even though that pintalid is so important, and all of us share. But then there is a part of the cognitive, individual part of the soul that's very individual to each and every person. This is something that is influenced by history, is influenced by mindset. So in other words, there is a change, there is something unique about each one of us. So there is something that we share. I just saw the Shebi Shmuel. You see, the Jewish people are amazing, right? We have a communal life and we have an individual life. It's wrong to have just a communal life, the same way it's wrong to have just an individual life. We balance it to our souls have to, we have a communal soul, which is the Jewish soul, which is extremely high, extremely holy. And then there is the real neshama that we deal with on a daily basis, which is very individual, is affected by context, it's affected by history, it's affected by your own actions. This second soul has a lot of details and a lot of things that she influences. All the anhog of Klal Yisrael depends not on the pintalid, on that communal soul, but on the individual soul. Im letov, im lemutov. So all of us, how we relate to God, how we relate to life, is a function of our individual neshama. The communal neshama only frames the individual neshama. One second, let's go see first what Ze inyan Leah v'Rochel. Those two souls is Leah v'Rochel. Leah is Shoresh Yisrael. Leah is the Shoresh of Israel. Is the first hay. She's called, she is the Ima Ilo. V'hi gvoa me'od. Leah is extremely high. Which means that no matter what you do, You can always go back and fall to Leah. She is the Shoresh Usi of Bali Tshuva. That no matter how far you go, you're still connected through that communal, inherent neshama that we have. She nases mi malchus ima. That's called the mother. She is the mother. She is the Shoresh. Vihi b'mokim ha-moichin. And she is ingrained in our brains. She relates to our brains. Ach ein b'kol ha-shinuim sheshel Rochel. But Rochel, she is Malchus. She is the one that relates to what? To our daily actions. She is the tzaddik meikori. She is the one that relates to Elam Hazeh. We're going to see Rav Kook say that who is the Ikar son of Leah? It's Yehuda. Yehuda, as you'll see, he relates to the spiritual world. Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is a spiritual city all the time. Who is the one who is the Ikar son, who is the main son of Rachel? Yosef. What did Yosef do? He created the physical nation of Israel. He built the state. That's why when the Israel came out to be, like 70 years ago, they were debating if to call it Yehuda or Israel, because Israel and Yehuda are totally different, right? Yehuda is spiritual, Israel. And they decided to call Israel, right? And Rav Kook would explain to you why. Because the physical development of the nation is Israel. Malchus Israel was. If you look at Shomron was much more developed. We all know that Achav was much more developed than Yerushalayim. Ve'eina zivug ima ikori. So the zivug with Rochel is not the main zivug. Adderabah, he alma diskasi. Sorry. Ve'eina zivug ima, the zivug with Leah, because it's that, is not ikori. Adderabah, alma diskasi, is the world that's hidden. Leah wasn't supposed to be Yaakov's wife in this world, because she relates to a world that's hidden. That is a reality which is almost subconscious reality. Leah is the subconscious reality of the Jewish people. Rachel is the real reality, the physical reality. She is the Ima Haikoris. Rachel relates to this world, which is dependent on our actions, individual actions. Hamishtanes bin Tzavea, lekol hitchalef inyan atachtoinim bizchusam. Whatever we do, we influence. Rochel is the one that relates to the tzaddik meikori. You get what you deserve. That's why we know there's a difference between Rochel and Leah. The Medrash says, Rochel yatzu mimena plach ashtika. She is the one who is quiet. She was quiet when Leah took her place. It's the idea of quiet. It's the idea of controlling yourself. That's Rochel. In the Lom, exactly right. Because that's exactly right. She goes ahead and she creates a bed. By the way, that's a Rochel. It's also a sheep. Right. So that's Rochel. The Ikar Anhoga Tluya by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Jewish history is defined by the reality of Yosef. V'i akeres abayis, and she is the akeres abayis. V'azivug ha'ikori ubay, that's the main zivug of Yaakov. V'chidush ha'shpot zirik shi b'zivug Rochel, v'ayikar b'zivug Yisrael v'Rochel. Yisrael v'Rochel is the world which is the practical, the world, the physical, the world of existence. Achashlomas ha'shpot b'chot nase b'shah zivug yeo b'zivug l'gleya. But the underlying, the godless is Leah. The first hey, which is the hey of the machshov, the plan, is Leah. The one lemaisa and befrat is Rochel. So it comes out what the Shem Shmuel said, that we have a communal life and we have an individual life. We have a subconscious reality and a very conscious reality is Rochel and Leah. And that's a zivug of Rochel and Leah, that they are two sisters. But one of them, they are the two heys of Shem Shamayim. The first hey, which is Bina, is Leah. The second hey, which relates to Malchus, is Keneged Rochel. So that's why Yaakov Avinu, he co-joins twins. His twins are his wives. Rochel and Leah represent that. And also,
they were supposed to be destined for Esav, but it was
changed. It's exactly, because in the end, Esav, in some aspect, Chazal says, is Yisrael Mumar. He also had Kedushas Yisrael, Yisrael Mumar. But it's much deeper, because he was able to change it. But this is the idea in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the reality of the world like this. And we're going to soon see that there are two anhogas. This duality, Yaakov Avin, we live in a world which in its source is dual. There's this duality. Like, we all know that Einstein was so fascinated by the world of quantum and relativity, which are two realities which are irreconcilable. Even light, it could be matter, right? Or it could be particles, or it could be a wave. Both of them, it depends how you look at it. There's this duality in the world. There is the duality even in the anhog of Klal Yisrael, right? There is one anhoga that we get what we deserve, but there is another reality, deeper reality, that we're destined to succeed. These two anhogas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us in two ways, which is also duality, anhogas ha-yichud and anhogas ha-mishpat, which means like this, in the rochel is the practical day-to-day. When we make a mistake and we fail, according to rochel, we're doomed. But the reality of Leah, which is the frame, gives a second chance. It's almost like a GPS that makes sure that if you make the wrong turn, it creates an alternative route. She's the one is mevakal banea, right? But Leah is the one who, in essence, is in the Me'orah Samach Pela. In Rochel, they went to Galus and she's mevakal banea and she cries for her children. Leah is the one that, in essence, they never went to Galus. No matter where you are, there is a GPS. The world of the GPS is you're driving. Rochel is the driving that gives you, and you go and you make your own turns. Leah is the framing that doesn't allow you to make a wrong turn. That if you make a wrong turn, it creates an alternative path to bring you to the right turn. That you can go wrong. That's why she is the koch of Bali Tshuva. That's why the Mashiach is the one that comes from the Ra. Because it tells you, even the Ra, even the wrong choices, Hashem makes the wrong choices become right. In Leah, we can't fail. That's why she's the Tzonis. She's the one that goes out. She's Atzanit. She goes because nothing stops her. She's almost well protected. She has, in some ways, she has a vaccine. She's vaccinated. She's immune to anything. Rochel is the one that holds herself back.
Maybe yes. All that crime, that spirituality, and the connection with the book, get her away from what her tendency will begin to be.
That dies, exactly. Because he says, even though there's a connection, but the eyes, when you see, Esav is far away. That's the crime of Leah. Leah is extremely high shoresh, right? We all know that Leah relates to the world of Chesed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to succeed. And it creates a reality that we are going to succeed no matter what. Rochel is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a chance to fail and succeed. On Leah, there's no failure. That's why she creates the Baalei Hoidor. All the people that did the Navera and acknowledge and were able to do the Baalei Tshuva, all the Baalei Tshuva come from Leah. Leah.
Yeah.
That's why Yehuda, David, Yehuda is the concept of Tshuva. And one in Chazal, we're going to see in a second, Yehuda relates to the world of Tshuva. Yosef relates to the world of a tzaddik. You try as a tzaddik, but when you fail, HaKadosh Baruch Hu make sure that you come back. That's the Pintalei, that's in Chassid, there's always the Pintalei, that's Leah.
I heard that that's the chilling between Adon and Shol Chavi Chaim and Yaakov in Oli Meis. The Chavi Chaim is going about the Tshuva and Oli Meis.
Absolutely. But Yaakov Avinu puts the two together. Yaakov Avinu is the two together. He's Yehuda and, but exactly right. David ben Chisor Chai Vekayim, no matter what. We're going to see this. Let's just go this. This is Machsheves Chorot. This is where Reb Tzadok explains Yehuda and Yosef. Ikar Toldo Shel Yaakov Yosef. The Ikar Toldo, that's what we just heard now from Rabbi Gordon. That's exactly it. The Ikar Toldo of Yaakov is Yosef. Shudarga de tzadik shoyber abris melochet. He is a person who doesn't do a chet. Yaakov Avinu loiroa keri beyomov. He never saw keri. He never wasted his potential. Yaakov Avinu loimes. He is a tzadik meikore, like Yochanan said. Shuben skunim shezivu kunim doy meloy derech dimen ki apizute neged aper avrvei. That's why Yosef looked like Yaakov. because they are the same anhaga. That's why he could not understand if the brothers did not behave right. When they saw that the brothers were getting closer to the non-Jewish girls. He said, it's not right. You have to maintain yourself in Kedusha. That's Yosef. But he didn't realize that no matter how far you go, you can always come back. Because the Zara de Lea, that's Lea. Lea is the one that no matter what, you could always come back. Reuven habchor sheposach b'tshuva. Reuven, her first son, also posach b'tshuva. Kmo sheomru chazal, de'alken, Hoshea mizaru yom ha'pasha shuva yisrael. That's why Hoshea, that comes from Reuven, said the pasha of shuva yisrael. Yehuda, Hamashlim bi David Amel, v'chol zaru yad Meshiach ben David, diyor v'nisa b'Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, k'nizke l'ziv davanishukon machetshu lemayla m'ziv v'kinim d'Yaakov. And through tshuva, you become like Adam, because Adam Arishon did tshuva. So you realize that the two of them, Yaakov, Yehuda and Yosef, is really Adam and Yaakov. Yaakov. Chot, but he looked like a chet. What he did. No, exactly right, because for Yaakov Avinu is the Madrega of Rachel. Yaakov Avinu is Rachel, Leah. That's why Yaakov Avinu, whose wife did he want? Who did he want as a wife? He wanted Rachel, because Yaakov Avinu represents Rachel. There is a deeper sense of Yaakov, which is the tikkun of Adam, which is the tikkun of Tshuva. So you realize that we have two Marochos. You have the Maroch of Tshuva. Basically, we've got to succeed. And tshuva is the fallback that no matter if we fail, we're still going to succeed. It's by hook or by crook.
But you said that he also, and she also said that you get what you deserve.
Who's that?
That Rachel,
Rachel always said you get what you deserve. Absolutely. It felt the same way. They had a keen soul. That's what Rabbi Yaakov is saying. So you realize that Yehuda and Yosef are the real two top shvatim. When you get our parsha, they are the most numerous of all of them. Kiporu v'rabu b'yosef shebem kedusha sayisoid yosef mikol shvatim. They are kedusha sayisoid, which means how a kedush boch relates to us. Yosef tzadik gomur befor beloichet. Yosef tzadik is the tzadik gomur beloichet. Yehuda bal tshuva acharachet. Ani Hashem lifnei sheyechta Yosef. Ani Hashem achri sheyechta v'yoshuv David, which is Yehuda, which means, tzadkami meni. That's why Mashiach. Mashiach ben Yosef is the one that's going to come, instead of Tzukuku say, to bring and give a chance for us to be zoche to Mashiach being a tzadik gomor. But that doesn't work. When we fail that, comes the one mitzad David, the mitzad bali tshuva, everybody gets in. It doesn't matter, but David HaMelech, no matter what, even though he didn't do a chet, it looked like a chet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished. That's what he was going to explain. Yes, take a look. He will explain. The Aschol is Pashad Yehuda B'tzitzav Haya B'chet Er V'Oinan. Look at Yehuda. The first two children, Er V'Oinan, did a chet and they died. אבל יהודה מחוי כשהוא שורש ומחוי כניקה כן מוישה רבינו שהוא שורש התלמיד החכון שבישור כי ידוע בסוף השומר כמחדוכתי בגמורה מוישה שפי קומרתה. We know that יהודה is the shortage of תלמיד החכון. תלמיד החכון means from a kashe he could give it out. Mind seem you can't change, but with מחשובה you can't change. That's why מחשובה, the world of מחשובה, you realize that in Yom Kippur, where do we start Yom Kippur with? We start with Kol Nidre. What's Kol Nidre to do with Yom Kippur? It's very simple, because we're going to do tshuva. Tshuva is the world of virtual, is the world of machshava. In the world of realities, you can't change. That's the world of Yosef. That's why Yosef relates to the world of physical. And the world of physical, you've got to succeed, and if you fail, you fail. That's why the best in Shalmata does not look into tshuva. Because that's the world of practice, the world of lemaisa, the world of rochel. The world of machshava, the world of virtual, tshuva takes place.
Is
in Machshava. That's why Yom Kippur is the day that we go into the world of Machshava. In Chazal, that said, the day that we go into the world of Bina, we enter into the world of Leah, not of Rachel, which is so interesting, right? That's why the Parsha of Rachel, when we read the Parsha of Rachel, Rachel mevakal banea, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Rachel. Leah is Yom Kippur. V'chen Yehuda, that's why Yehuda is the shoresh talmid chachomim shebi Yisrael. Okay? V'chen Yehuda shoresh talmid chachomim Yisrael. Lishkas agozis bechalkoi. That's why the lishkas agozis was bechalkoi. V'talmid chochem shover balati arech rabbi yom dvayet asher v'desu talmid chochem. He always assumed the tshuva. In the world of Machshav he could always do tshuva. U'beyad koyech v'tshuvosoi lesaken akoyde bekoyech ha-toyera. Toyera is lemala min hazman. That goes back, right, is ace. Therefore, it's always possible to be mesaken. That's why on the first step of Yom Kippur, you're going to the world of Achshava, that you could change things. That's why Torah is the only thing that can really bring tshuva. Okay. So comes out that Yaakov Avinu is the emes of the twins. What's the twins? The reality of the Baal tshuva and the tzaddik meikorei. The idea of, and you realize that those two are very close to the idea of Bechira and Yediyah. Rochel is Bechira. You have the choice, you make the wrong choice, you make the wrong choice. Yehuda is that no matter if you make the wrong choice, you have always the ability to fix it up. Kodesh Baruch Hu makes sure to fix it up. Kibbe Yochel, Kodesh Baruch Hu knows the plan and is going to get you by hook or by crook. This is the emissary, this is the truth of Yaakov Avinu, and that's why the true Teoimim, is that what Yaakov Avinu represents, are these two realities, which is, I just spoke, is the reality of Leah and the reality of Rochel, which is ultimately the Teoimim. And Mr. Hashem, now, next time when we get together, Hashem, in 2 weeks, we're going to see that these are the two Mashiachs, Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben Yehuda, which Rav Kook holds that perhaps we live today in the idea of the Tzadik Mikoroi, the idea of Yosef, to give us the chance to be able to do it like Yosef. And therefore, all the anhogas of this generation is the anhog of Yosef. And perhaps this will lead to something called Mashiach ben David, which is the second anhog of Yehuda, which is the twins together, Yehuda and Yosef. Have a great Yom Tov.